Hello everyone, I'm Father Jared Rodrigue, pastor of St. Luke the Evangelist Catholic Church, and you are listening to our Advent series, Come and Be Born in Me. Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Since I am not able, Lord, make me your stable. Oh, come and be born in me. Oh, come and be born in me.
Come and be born in me.
Come and be born.
Be born in me. Well, let's get to it. We have only 26 days to make sure we are ready for the Lord. On Christmas, we know that our Lord will not be born in the grandness of a mansion beside the warmth of a full fire. No, he will be born in a barn, in the coldness of a stable. This is great hope for us, right? For though our world may seem tattered and cold, there is no environment too harsh for our Lord to be born. And in this cold stable, our Lord is laid to rest, not in the fanciest of cribs, the hottest, newest baby bed. He is laid in a humble wooden feeding trough, a manger. And this is hope for us as well, because we need not be plush and posh to be suitable for the Lord of Lords. We need only be humble. And so, in the spirit of humility, let's look at the effectiveness of the manger that is your soul. When it comes to our soul, we know, you know, we can know its effectiveness or its fruitfulness by, well, the fruits, right? You will know a tree by its fruits, our Lord says. And the first of these is charity. Is your soul charitable? That is, loving. And I don't just mean a one-time thing. Yeah, there was this one time when I was pretty loving towards this person. No. Fruits of the soul are enduring, right? Do you tend to be a loving person towards God and towards others? Welcoming, open, warm, like a bed of hay. Does your soul say, hey, come stay a while, to the Lord? Are you one in which the lowly, the weary, the unloved can come and abide? If not, if you lack in loving charity, then perhaps you aren't the most fitting manger for the Lord to lay his head. But hang on, it's only day one, right? Don't freak out. We've got time to work this out. For now, for today, it is enough to reflect on this question. In what ways am I lacking the charity that is needed to welcome the child Jesus?
Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Since I am not able, Lord, make me your stable. Oh, come and be born in me. Oh, come and be born in me.
Come and be born in me.
be born in.